Lately, Shelley Fraser Mickle has been honing her contest judging skills, and she is here to give us the early results.
This year is the 100th anniversary of the Children's Home Society here in my home state of Florida, and I want to share with you something of a pickle I am in. You see, in celebration of its anniversary, the Children's Home Society is having an essay contest, and I have been asked to be the judge. Well, I like judging about as much as my dog likes going to the vet. And whenever I'm asked to judge a writing contest, I feel like I did when I took the SATs and looked at the multiple choice answers to the questions. They all look good to me. So I'm going to let you share in a little of my agony. I'm going to let you hear some of what I have been reading. First, though, here's some background stuff. In one form or another, the Children's Home Society has been around pretty much since the days of Oliver Twist, when his author, Charles Dickens, let us look through the keyhole at some of the miseries of childhood. The Children's Home Society helps to protect children and to handle adoptions, and today also gives parenting classes. But now, get a load of this. Over 300 essays sit here on my desk, all titled, My Answer to What I Think is a Family. And the first one I read goes like this. Family. This is a word that everyone knows and follows. The true members of my family are a mystery, considering I'm adopted. But the members of my family now are burned into my mind as I struggle to transform my thoughts into words. My family is the basic family. Mom, Dad, two kids, aunts, uncles, grandparents, cousins, you know, the basic family that is emphasized on family sitcoms. My family is unique in many ways. My family is very large and contains a mass consumption of people. We are never bored of each other's company, and we are always happy to be around each other. My family has many stories that are hidden within each of us, and we share traditions. Every family, even if they don't realize it, share traditions. Even getting out of bed is a tradition because you do it every morning. My favorite family tradition is birthdays. We all get together and go to the lake and celebrate. This is only a fraction of what makes a family a family. The point is, it will always be there when you wake up in the morning, when you have a bad day, or when you just need a hug. A family is a family, no more, no less. This essay was written by a seventh grader named Lindsay, and now I ask you, isn't it a winner?